Citizens of Bobville, I ask you now to prepare to listen to the Bobcast.
If you don't listen to the Bobcast, f*** you. Okay, this is Bobcast number 32.
32, yes it is.
The big 3-2.
Yes, and I didn't tell you, but I wanted to let you know that I posted Bobcast 29, 30, and 31, I think.
On BobVicker.com.
On BobVicker.com. So, yes, it's available for those of you who enjoy listening through Bobcast or to the Bobcast through BobVicker.com.
Yes.
Bobcast 31 and Bobcast 30 are out there. And they are quite entertaining. I highly recommend listening to them.
It's pretty much the best podcast ever.
Yes. And it's the only Bobcast, since Bobcast is a registered trademark of Robert Vicker, Bolingbrook, Illinois.
That's true.
So,
before this...
Yes?
We went to go get Froyo.
Froyo, bro.
Froyo, you mofo.
Yes, we went and got frozen yogurt.
That's something you usually wouldn't do, but... You went with me because everyone else in the family overdosed on their no fun at all today.
Yes. Jen didn't want to do anything, and Mom was tired, and I was sitting there, and I was going to go drink beer tonight, but I didn't feel like it, so Bob was bored, and I really didn't have anything much going on, so we went and got Froyo.
And while we were trying to get there, there were some very kind people blocking the entire sidewalk.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. There's a parking lot, and there's a sidewalk right in front of the parking lot. And right in front of the sidewalk is the entries to all these different stores, one of which is Yum's Frozen Yogurt. And they had the parking lot seal-coated earlier today or yesterday or something, but it was all roped off so you couldn't get in there. And so the only way to get there was to go on the sidewalk. Well, there were some assholes who decided that they were going to spread the chairs out, the plastic chairs that they had out front of the yogurt place, and form a circle so that they blocked the entire sidewalk. So the only way to get around them was to walk through landscaping. And I thought that was quite a case of douchebaggery.
Yes.
And... Anyway, I was thinking that after we had our yogurt, I would walk right through the middle of their circle.
But they were gone by then.
Which is probably just as well because, you know, I might have stepped on someone or something or their foot or something to let them know that they were, you know, not cool.
I have a severe case of generalized douchebaggery.
Yeah. For those of you who've never been to one of these new yogurt places, they have about 14 different flavors of frozen yogurt, and
It's,
you self-serve, and you fill up your cup, and then they have all these toppings you can put on top of it, and then they charge you by the weight, and I'm not a big fan of those kind of things, because I like to know what I'm paying.
Yeah.
But... It is what it is, and we went there, and they had some sugar-free yogurt that Bob and I had. I forget what the flavors were. Pink and white.
Pink, cupcake, and marshmallow.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and we did the middle one, so it, like, swirled the two together.
And then Bob threw some berries on top of his, and I had some cookie dough and some cheesecake crumbles on top of mine. And it was okay, you know, but I'm not big on sweet stuff, so. But anyway, we went and had the yogurt, and now we're Bobcasting since we're still bored.
Yep.
And just so everybody knows, it is what? It is Thursday,
June 5th.
And it's about
2014.
8 o'clock. About 8 o'clock at night.
8:07 PM.
There you go. So yeah, so that was that, and I don't know, as we were leaving, I was observing my lawn, which hasn't been mowed in a while, and it's been raining. I normally mow it on the weekends, But
it's been rain kissing dogs, man.
Yeah. Well, last weekend we were in Cleveland, and then we had the Sox game, and I didn't feel like mowing it, so I didn't. But now it's probably going to take me 4 hours to mow the lawn next weekend because it's so tall.
Nah, I think you'll get done in about 30 minutes. You're Biff Buffington.
Yeah, well, depends on how hot it is. If it's hot outside, I have to stop and relax and take on some water. Otherwise, you know, you'll find Biff laying face down in a pile of grass all dehydrated. That's not a good thing for anybody, so.
You got to stay hydrated, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, that's going to be my adventure for the weekend. You know, try and get that lawn mowed, and I got some other stuff to take care of, and I don't know. It seems like there's never enough time to get everything done that I have to get done. That's why I'm trying to get rid of stuff, you know, get rid of my to-do list. My goal is to sell it to somebody else, the to-do list, because the to-do list is pretty much attached to the house. So if I sell the house, the to-do list goes along with it, and it becomes the next poor bastard's problem, and at some point, that's going to happen, but for now, I'll keep mowing my lawn. And
you realize if you really don't want to do that, you can easily afford to pay someone else to do it.
Yeah, I may do that, too. That's an option, but, you know, that's only part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know, the lawn mowing is only part of the burden of chores that come with homeownership. You know, there's a gazillion other things that need to be done that I could just easily transfer to somebody else. That would be nice to do. So what else is new in Bob's world?
Well, I've been playing the ukulele a lot lately. And I have the song One Day by Modest Yahoo down.
Yes. And you're working on another one.
I'm working on Live Like a Warrior, which is also by Modest Yahoo. And it's really hard to play.
But there was also, you said there was a, what was it, you told me there was another song that you found that was pretty easy to play.
Oh, Margaritaville.
Margaritaville, yeah. So maybe we'll be doing some Buffett here before too long. And then you also got this other thing.
Galele.
Galele.
Which I've been trying to teach myself how to play, but it's pretty difficult.
Well, it's like either a large ukulele or a small guitar, and it sounds pretty similar to like an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And so he's been trying to master that, but now he's looking for a galele teacher.
Yeah.
So that he can take some lessons and really learn how to jam.
Yeah. I think if someone knows how to play the guitar, they could probably teach me how to play that. Because I'm pretty sure there aren't a lot of other people, like, I'm pretty sure there aren't a lot of people out there just giving specifically galele lessons.
My guess is that it's probably somebody who plays the guitar and then has picked up the galele.
Yeah.
And probably those are the people who buy the thing, typically. They already know the guitar.
Yeah.
And they want a little different sound, so they buy that. And then, you know, once you know the guitar, it's not that big of a stretch to go to something a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. But it's tuned differently from a guitar, which means
the strings are different. The chords are all different.
The chords are all different. But
yeah, they do that just to complicate things.
Exactly.
Rat bastards.
But I'm used to 4 strings, which is a little easier. But when you go up to 6, things get a little more complicated.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm looking, if you're listening to this and you know how to play the galele, I'll pay you to teach me.
Well, there you go.
Out of the millions and millions of people that listen to the Bobcast, someone has to play the galele.
Uncle Mike says you gotta stop doing that. You gotta stop worrying about who is and is not listening and just have fun doing it.
I don't care. I do have fun doing it. I don't care if anyone listens to it. I don't know what that noise is or if you can hear it.
I think that might be the air conditioner.
Huh.
I don't know.
It's hard to get perfection in here.
Yeah, we need to do something. I don't know. We still don't have a green screen.
Nope.
But maybe soon. I don't know. I gotta sort through the stack of bills we got upstairs and see how much money I got left after that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. So, what else?
I don't know.
Well, I had work today.
Was that super happy fun time?
Well, I had to, Jen needed some help with some of the website stuff that she's working on for us. And so I did a little bit of the coding and I showed her how to do it and how it worked. And then I gave it to her and it broke her computer. Well, it didn't break her computer, but the stuff that I gave her caused the web development tools that she was using to stop working. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I was meeting someone for lunch not far from here at Chili's, just down the street. And so after lunch, I came here and spent 2 hours dorking around with her computer. And I finally got it working, and then I had to go back to work to interview somebody, and I was a little late for that. But we interviewed this guy, and I think he's going to be pretty good, so we might hire him next week. So I have Michael, who's my new mini-me, and then we're going to hire another guy to be a mini-mini-me. So there'll be three developers on staff as opposed to just one, which is what we had about 2 months ago. So that was my exciting day.
Yeah. I was a little late this morning too, but everyone else was late, even later. So I was, you know,
you were early.
I was fine. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's all about perspective.
Right, right. You know, I remember when I was in school and I would take a test, I always, everything was curved. So I always was, I figured if I beat the class average on every test, I'd get at least a B in the class. So my goal was always to be slightly above mediocre. So, and that's pretty much been my motto most of my life. I don't need to be the smartest person in the room. I just need to be smarter than the person who's my boss. And, you know, usually that works out well.
Hey, slightly above mediocre will get you places.
Yep. I ain't going to get rich, but I don't want to be rich.
More money, more problems.
Yeah, I just want to be left alone.
Or like a hermit.
Yes, I am. you know, I'd be quite happy. I don't want to be a hermit, because hermits, you know, that's a lonely existence. But I don't like to leave my house either. If I could just have me and Mom in a house somewhere, that'd be good living for me.
Where you can get your coffee every morning.
Well, maybe I have a guy bring it to me. Hire a, you know, a guy.
Yeah.
To just, hey, here's your job. I'll give you, you know, $10 to bring me a cup of coffee every morning.
I'll do that. I'll be the guy.
Well, I don't mind going out to Starbucks because I'm there for like an hour and then I come home and
nobody goes to work.
Yeah, nobody bothers me there, you know, so I don't mind Starbucks.
Starbucks is a pretty chill place.
Yes. So
yeah.
The Jufro's coming in pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's getting long. It's still sticking up though. It's still kind of bushy. It doesn't lay flat yet, but I'm working on it.
Is it Seth that was saying you look like Einstein?
Yes. He says, "Hey Dave, what's with the hair? You look like Einstein." Like, I'm not cutting my hair anymore. Get used to it. I'm going to look more and more like Einstein.
So is there any particular reason you decide to stop cutting your hair or just...
No, I don't... Just, you know, I wonder what it would look like. Just a whim, you know. I was just... I do that sometimes. I grew a mustache once. I don't know why. I just did. And, you know... I guess it's because I'm almost 50 years old and I can. You know, most 50-year-old guys, you know, they're pretty thin on top. I'm not. Yeah. So I'm going to...
Yeah, a thick, thick, sexy head of hair on you.
I wouldn't go that far, but it'll grow, and it'll get long, and it's pretty thick. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Speaking of hair... Maybe
I get a ponytail.
I need a shave.
Yeah.
I don't look good. I can't grow a beard.
Me neither.
It's all patchy and...
Yeah.
Problem is, I don't care enough to shave.
Well.
So, I just look like an ass.
Well, whatever.
But.
Wait till my hair gets really long. I'm going to put it in braids like Willie Nelson. Speaking of looking like an ass.
You should get dreadlocks.
Well, I'm going to. I'm going to do the Jewish side curls. I'm not doing dreads, but I'm going to do the side curls. I'm going to let the hair, you know, the sideburns grow real long. And when they get long, they're going to get curly. And I'm going to just leave them there.
Going to go Hasidic?
Yeah, I'm going to go for that Hasidic look. I think I might dress up Hasidic, you know, wear the black and hat and all that stuff. And then if people ask me if I'm Jewish, I'm going to say, no, why? Just you remember Welcome Back, Kotter? The TV show?
I've heard of it, but that I'm pretty sure was canceled before I was born.
Probably. But there's a guy in there named Freddie Washington. And in the first episode, when they're all introducing themselves to Mr. Kotter, he says, my name is Freddie Boom Boom Washington. And Kotter says, well, why do they call you Boom Boom? And he acts like he's playing a bass, and he goes, a boom, 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 boom. And Mr. Kotter says, do you play the bass? And he says, no. And that's going to be my Jewish joke. Oh, you play the bass? No. It doesn't. So that's my Jewish thing. I'm going to dress like a Jew, and then people say, oh, are you a Jew? No. Why would you think that? What would give you that idea?
Yeah. I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
You know what I've always wanted to see is a Hasidic Jew riding a skateboard.
That'd be fun. I could ride my motorcycle and dressed up as a Jew. Cruising around the neighborhood in black robes and stuff.
Hey, that's one badass Jew.
Have a Jew cycle. Ride my Jew cycle. Give me some
paint the Star of David on the side.
Yeah. Jews rule.
So I have an idea to make a little money.
Okay. Money's good.
So my idea is an at-home electroshock therapy kit.
Okay.
And it's going to come with a whippet, which if you don't know what a whippet is, it's a little thing of nitrous. So you inhale the nitrous, and then you take the butter knife that it's going to come with and jam it in an outlet, and there you go. Electroshock therapy.
Yeah, that might work. It's kind of like my do-it-yourself root canal, where the...
comes with a thing of Jack Daniels and pliers.
No, you do-it-yourself root canal. You get it's a bottle of Jack Daniels to deaden things up a little bit, a cocktail fork to go in there and dig out the old dead root, and some whiteout. And you just kind of pack it in there and let it dry. There you go, problem solved. You might got to be pretty tough though to go in there with a cow. I mean, after drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels, you might do the wrong tooth.
Yeah.
So you got to be kind of careful. You know.
Maybe you should put in extra white out just in case.
Yeah. Well, it's not as bad as the do-it-yourself vasectomy kit.
Yeah.
That one's pretty hardcore.
That one we've been having a hard time moving.
Not a lot of demand for that.
No.
Save a lot of money though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only $19.99.
Yes, and if you act now, right now, we'll throw in absolutely free of charge. Yes, a second. Yeah. Have a do-it-yourself vasectomy party. Invite your friends and neighbors over. It's so silly.
So do you remember what the six basic human emotions are?
Happy, sad.
Yep.
Fear.
Yep.
Anger. Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And... don't remember the sixth one.
Starts with a D.
Delusion.
No.
Drugs.
Yeah, that's the sixth one. Drugs is an emotion. For those of you who don't know, the sixth and final one is disgust.
Yes.
I learned that today.
I don't feel disgust very often. Or anger.
Neither do I.
You know.
I don't feel anger very often either.
Or surprise.
Yeah, same here.
You know, I'm pretty even keel. I'm usually pretty happy. You know.
I'm on a cocktail of different drugs that just, I don't feel feelings anymore.
Oh, you had them removed?
Yeah, I had that part of my brain removed.
Chemically removed. It's been permanently chemically altered. I don't feel nothing. I don't feel nothing, man. I don't feel nothing.
So, yeah. Anyway.
So, what else is going on?
I don't know. We probably should have thought of some more things to talk about. Well, maybe
we should start doing lists again where we write things down.
Well, usually I look up a few stories, but we kind of just randomly decided to do this one. I wasn't prepared, so... I don't know.
You know about the 5 P's?
No.
Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Yep, that's accurate.
Or is that 6 P's? Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. 6 P's.
Yeah.
So there you go. So if this performance is piss poor, it's because we lack preparation.
Well, there's a lot of stuff I could talk about. I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, there's always a lot of craziness going on. We could talk about my shirt.
Yeah, we all got these shirts that say it's a Vicar thing, and then underneath it,
in parentheses.
Parentheses. It says, you wouldn't understand.
Yes.
So,
my mom bought one for me and one for Bob, so I'm sporting that shirt right now.
Yeah.
And it's quite comical.
It is.
Because it is a Vicar thing, and... most people wouldn't really understand. You know. Gotta be a member of the Vicar Nut Club to really get it.
So I was thinking on one of the podcasts I could play one of the songs.
That would be a good
idea.
But
then I was thinking, I'm pretty sure that would break some kind of copyright law.
Well, at this point we can take our chances.
Yeah.
It probably does, but
I mean, I know we're not making any money off of this, so I don't know if then it wouldn't.
But I don't know what the rules are, but...
Because we used to have, I don't know if it's still around, but we used to have that stack of rules, laws about podcasting. Yeah.
It's here somewhere.
We should probably check.
Yeah, I got a big stack of stuff on my desk over there.
Hell of papers.
Yeah, most of it should probably just go in the trash. But I think it might be over there, unless I recycled it.
Yeah.
One thing I know for sure is I don't know for sure.
But even if it does break copyright laws, what are they going to do?
Yeah. So when we were talking Wednesday before I went, Mom and I went to Cleveland, I was in my office and the boss comes in and he says, I want to set up an interview for tomorrow. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. You going to be here Friday? No. Oh, okay. So then he wrote on the whiteboard, Dave is not in. And so then I took it and I took where it said in, I drew like a little piece of paper around it and nobody got that. So then I went and found the picture of Lucy where it says psychiatric help 5 cents. Mm-hmm. The doctor is in. And I found that picture on the internet, and then I edited, and I just said, help, 5 cents, and then I put, Dave is in. So now I have that hanging on the wall at work. Except I was thinking I should have, maybe I'll make a cartoon face of me and put it over Lucy.
Yeah.
I should do that. I get bored sometimes at work, and then I fart around with stuff.
Really? Like that. I never would have guessed.
We get bored a lot, and then there's always plenty to do, but sometimes it's just not real interesting stuff, and then we goof off a little bit.
Yeah.
But we get done what needs to get done, and so far they're happy. They haven't fired me yet, although I keep hoping. You know, I'm hoping that one day they say, Dave, you know, we're sick of your shit. Why don't you just pack your stuff and get the hell out? I'm like, sweet, unemployment, here I come. You're paid for doing nothing for a while.
Well, if you want to get fired, you're clearly just not trying hard enough.
Well, the trick is to get fired in such a way that you can still get unemployment.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to get fired. I mean, all you gotta do is punch the boss and I'm fired. But if you punch the boss, they contest your unemployment and you can't get it.
Yeah.
You know? But if they fire you, you know, because you're lazy or incompetent, that's kind of tough.
Just show up like once a week and sit there for 4 hours and do nothing.
That's what pretty much what I do already. No, I usually show up every day, but I'm almost never there for 8 hours. I usually get there about 10, and then we go for lunch about noon, and then we come back about 1, and then I usually duck out about 4:30 or so. I don't know what that adds up to. About 5.5 hours or something.
It adds up to not a lot.
Well, you know, working is not one of my favorite things.
Yeah, well, actually, I don't think it's anyone's favorite thing.
Actually, the truth is, I love what I do, and I do love my work. And I do work more than those hours, because usually I'll work from home or I work from Starbucks, but I'm not usually sitting at my desk more than 5.5 hours a day.
Yeah.
But I'm almost always working.
And you get done what needs
to get done. And I get done what needs to get done. And they know that. And they know that comes with hiring me. And I explained that to them when they hired me. Look, you know, if you want someone who's going to be chained to his desk from 8:30 in the morning until 5 at night, that's not me. You know?
Just ain't you.
That's not how I roll, you know. So they were cool with that. You know, I said, look, I'm going to get things done. If you need me on a weekend, I'm going to be available. I'll take care of things. But I'm not always going to be sitting at my desk. And they said, that's fine. Just get stuff done. And I'm like, okay, well, I will get stuff done. And so far, you know, it's been 5 years. So I must be doing something right.
That's for true.
No.
So, yeah. Anything else?
No, I don't think so. The stupid Blackhawks lost to Game 7.
Yeah.
So they're out, which is, you know, kind of disappointing.
No more hockey.
But on the other hand, then that frees up, you know, good 6-8 hours a week where I'm not sitting in front of the TV watching hockey. I can get other things done.
Like spend 6 or 7 hours a week in front of the TV watching baseball.
Yeah, well, I don't... Usually when I watch baseball, it's not as intense. So I'll have my laptop open and I'll be working on stuff and getting things done while the baseball game's going. So you can't do that with a hockey game.
Yeah.
So I'll be in front of the TV with baseball on, but you know, I'll also be working on stuff. What?
At home electrotherapy kit.
Yeah.
I'm so funny.
You don't even need the whippet. Just man up and stick something into the outlet.
Yeah. But then someone can just steal my idea.
Or you can do like from the James Bond movie where Jaws got zapped by the lamp. You take a lamp, an electric lamp, bust the light bulb and shove the filament into your mouth.
Yeah.
And you'll glow.
I don't think that's how it works, but to be fair, I don't know much about science, but I don't think that's how it works.
Well, I was watching A Thousand Ways to Die, and there was this old retired science teacher who was in an old people's home, and he was always goofing around and doing experiments and stuff and getting in trouble, and there was one guy there who was in charge who was kind of a jerk. And the science teacher took a pickle. And because of the chemical makeup of a pickle and the acidity and the salt and stuff in there, if you wire a pickle to an electrical outlet, it'll glow like a light. So he did that. And he had this pickle sitting on a styrofoam cup, and it was glowing. And the guy came over and was yelling at him and telling him to stop his stupid experiments, and he grabbed the pickle and got electrocuted. Because I forget what this situation was, but it was, you know, the guy just fried, collapsed on the floor dead.
We did that in grade school.
Made the pickle glow?
Yeah. We did it with a battery, though, not an outlet. I think it's a little more safe if you do it with a...
Yes, you're not going to get electrocuted from a battery.
Yeah.
We should do that. Maybe on our green screen we can have a glowing pickle.
Yeah. Except you probably won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
At least not very well.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay,
well... All right, let's call it a wrap.
Okay. Goodbye, Bobville.
Bye, Bobville. See ya.